Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
I'm 19 Keys and this is
high-level conversation. Everything is like
yes, there are. Yes.
Okay. Well, so world and planet, right? So world in a sense of like,
okay,
look at the banking system. It's all just zeros and ones. So how you gonna say one person is broke? If the illusion that the money is in the account is just digits, what if somebody cut off that and the digits disappeared? Does that mean you broke now? If the network of Kanye West was worth what somebody told him he was worth versus his actual influence and value, right? What was it real in the first place, right? So it's like most of society, especially when you understand the economic truths about, you know, evaluations and net worths, you realize it's not real, because how could Kanye West's shoes move hundreds of millions of dollars but he not be worth billions, right? So how could we accept the news telling us what somebody is worth versus their actual true value, and we don't have a standard to calculate true value, right? Because we look at metric systems that's based on control mechanisms to give the illusion of power and the illusion of grandeur, but not the reality of it.
Once again, because we know the cost of everything and the value of nothing.
But is the illusion the power itself?
There is power in the illusion.
Because if one knows the truth and it's not as powerful as the illusion, then which one would you use? So the devil used the illusion, because if the people knew the truth, they wouldn't want him. Like the girl uses the future because they seen her face, they wouldn't want her. Like the man lies about his status because if they really knew it, they wouldn't want him, right?
Again, we can use a lot of social examples to make these observations. So during the lockdown, right, when the quote-unquote stars didn't have access to glamour, which is lights and cameras, right? The lights and the cameras, along with the makeup, right? When they were not glamorous, nobody wanted them. No one was listening to them, right? They were persona non grata.
Mm-hmm.
They like, oh, you just like us. You don't even got to shape up. Look at you. You look crazy without no makeup. You look crazy without the lights. You feel me? So the people were breaking their spell because they're like, oh, these people are not what they appear to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you not, you know what I'm saying? You got financial issues just like us. Oh, you look crazy. Oh, your hair grows in your face just like ours do, right? So is that the fault of the performers and the artists, or is that the fault of the people that they have bought so much into this false reality, they actually thought these people were different than us? Because society or the mechanisms of society has a way to elevate people where you think that they're separate.
Well, because people want those images, because it makes, when you can live into the perfection of another, it makes you feel, you know, and this over obsession with the celebrity culture comes from the insecurities and inaccuracies within self that you want to believe in another's perfection. Right. So it's like, oh, I don't look good, but you look amazing. I love you. Right. So you're finding and filling whatever hole you have with that person that's supposed to be just perfect, which is why oftentimes people are exalted, right, to the highest standard to say, well, I'm not good at this, but this person is perfect.
Right.
So this is why the barbershop conversations about LeJordan and LeBron would never goddamn end, because people need to see these figures, right, as the all-time great, and nobody can mess with them because of what they meant to you. Not because we having statistical conversations, right? Not that we actually looking at data and looking at the rawness, because as soon as you look at that data, you go construe it and say, well, these players are this time and this time and this and this and this and this. So we don't even want to come up with one metric of data that says that this is the truth based on how we're going to judge who's the greatest. Why? Because it has nothing to do with the numbers. It's all about the feelings. I need them to be great. I didn't get my dreams of being a hooper in the NBA. I need Jordan to be the greatest. I need LeBron to be the greatest. I need whoever you pick to be infallible at all times. So we do this with leaders. We exalt them so high to say that they're so perfect And when they make one mistake, we all, you let us down. You let yourself down because you created an illusion of who you thought this person was, and they didn't fit inside your imaginary bubble that you tried to use them for to cover up your own insecurities of imperfections.
Yeah, right. They represent a mold of perfection, and the mold of perfection is an extension of religion, right? Because man is naturally aspirational. Right? Well, who are you going to aspire to? Who's higher than God?
But see, this is why if a person comes out and you know that they're not perfect, they can never let you down. Right? Because the standard is so low. What can I do wrong? If you already like me for being right here, of who I am at my lowest, I can never let you down. Nothing I can do, nothing I can say. There are no standards. So when we see some artists now that's Ooh. Hot, because they don't represent any standard at all,
yes,
there's nothing that they can do. They can tell you that they are the worst person. They do this, they do that, in the most foulest manners. But they was never exalted. So as long as they getting some money, you're cool.
Right. So I think that when we tell people to meet people where they're at, right, the reason that they're embracing ratchetness now is because it's effortless, right? Mm-hmm. And they like, oh, you know what I mean? If I'm aspiring to do that, you know what I'm saying? I could just do it. I don't have to go through these arcs of change and transformation to get to such a high, lofty place. I don't think that people are that much interested in the ascension protocol that they used to be.
What's the ascension protocol?
The ascension protocol is man, you know, finding his way back to his Godhead, the upward trajectory to his Godhead, which involves a lot of work, which involves a lot of energy. I think that the universe does two things, and one thing mainly, it deals with rest.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Yes. I think that people are in their rest phase right now. And the only issue with that is that man is falling back into his rest phase, but technology, right, is dealing with advancements in motion. Emotion is an illusion in the universe because nothing moves. Everything is still, right? If we want to talk about the concept of creator itself, the creator is still and static. The creator is not dealing with motion. Motion is the illusion that we perceive, right? In this reality, we think that things is in motion, but everything is still, everything is at rest, everything is calm. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's where a lot of the people are at. They like, man, I just wanna, you know what I'm saying? Let me just blow one, lay back and chill. You feel me? I'm gonna turn this on. These people is acting how they acting. We at our lowest state anyway, so I can identify. We meeting right where we at. We don't want to do too much.
Right.
Right? I think that they have zapped the collective energy of the people. If you talk about the people as a body politic, from what we've been through for the last few years, people want to rest. The brain is overtaxed. I mean, the body is overtaxed. So, you know what I mean? We're looking at people who just want to, they just want to chill. They just want to relax. You know what I'm saying? Everybody feels like they need a vacation. I need to tap out for a moment. I need some quiet time. I need to go find myself. All of these things that we are witnessing on a broader scale, on a broader level, I think that, you know, that's why certain artists are connecting, right? And there's always going to be a smaller percentile that identify with thinking artists. The thinking artist and the thinking art form is never going to be the general conversation, right? You know what I'm saying? it was once explained to me, 85% are dumb, deaf, and blind, 10% of the bloodsuckers of the world, and 5% of the poor righteous teachers. And I look at that percentile, you feel me? And I don't really expect it to be outside of what I expect it to be.
In the grand scheme of illusions, right, man used to have the ability to just go simply outside and to ingest plants if he wanted some good illusions, mm-hmm. right? If he wanted to experience spatial reality, he didn't have to use, you know, hardware technology.
Yes.
Right? He used natureware technology. He went and picked up one of the mushroom plants, mm-hmm. right? And he ingested it in a manner to where he was able to move his reality. He was able to warp his reality, to change colors, to feel sensations, to blend different pathways within the brain that allow him to be able to jump in different places. Mm-hmm. Is it man's disconnection with the earth, right, that is making him create these artificial things to do what was similar to what his ancestors did, because the ancestors' intelligence, right, they were tapping into, they was high, right, throughout history. They was high on shrooms and iboga root, right, and the frog and all sort of different stuff.
Right.
The toad, like, we didn't discover this in modern age, so a lot of the things, they write in books and stories and designing and doing so many things, and they was high as hell, and that's not the part of history that we know. So when we see artists today high, we act like it's something new, but artists have been high throughout antiquity, right? Yeah. Spiritual people have been high throughout antiquity, coming up with these mandalas and geometrical references. They're not going to tell you about, you know, what psychedelics they was using. So this generation, and now we are in the era where psychedelic use is becoming more popular, more legal than ever, right?
More acceptable,
It makes sense that there's this correlation, right, between this technology we're creating, but the influence of where we get the first, you know, the mushroom can kill you, it can heal you, it can take you through a spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. Technology is the same thing.
And I want you to make an observation. I want you to make a high-level observation, right? At the advent of our people specifically tapping into psychedelics or, you know, different mind-altering substances, right? At the same time, they come out with AI and say, AI does what? Hallucinates. You feel me? So technology is always an outer extension and expression of something that we are going through.
I always thought that was a very interesting word for them to use.
Yes.
Hallucinate out of all things.
Out of all things, right? So how does something that can't think hallucinate? Mm.
Peace, family, 19 Keys. You know we got to pay the bills, so this episode is brought to you by Smart Moss Gold. We call it smart because it has lion's mane in it. Lion's mane is a nootropic. Nootropics are things that help you with cognitive function and enhancement. That's talking about the brain. The reason that I can come on here, have conversations, and remember things, have recall, retention, focus, clarity of mind without the brain fog, right? It's because I take that lion's mane consistently so that it is always in my system, helping my brain regrow that matter, right? Helping with the myelination, which is just talking about electricity that flows between the neurons, which is the information that you have in your brain. So sometimes you get stuck and you're like, I can't remember. You need some of that Smart Moss Gold, right? It also, of course, has CBD, the gold powder in it. And then, of course, it famously has sea moss. So you're going to be getting those minerals, those nutrients. You're going to get that overall well-being. Your body's going to feel good. And you're going to be getting smarter on these. So I take two of these every single day. You take them throughout the month, and you're going to see great results. So make sure you go to goldewater.com. So, yes, we sell more than gold water, right? All of this is about remineralizing, especially in the world where we are deficient of minerals and we are over-chemicalized. Make sure you tap in, get your Smart Moss Gold right now. Peace. Stay hollow.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.